there?
$99, and it takes an hour on each side.
That's great. Because then you don't, you know, you can sit down and just,
Well, particularly for these memorandums that I don't want transcribed, I can just sort of, you know, just sit down and grab them, and I don't have to pull them out. And that's sort of, and just let them go, you see.
That's great. That would be a great job. So I think you could.
And then the paper couple is just flying around for a while.
Sure, and if you take it back, sort of the first couple of times, then you'll be sure you've got it.
Well, there are a little bit, which part you check and so forth. I remember the time I moved from,
I know it's dreadful if you spend the time and didn't on it, but I think if you check it carefully the first couple of times, right after you've done just a few words even. Thank you.
I had to take the phone before, and I'm gonna see that I was wondering what,
So you put a little, it was like a little hard record type almost, wasn't it?
I think it was a record. No, it wasn't a record.
No, it wasn't a record. It was a different tape.
It's sort of like an old kind of thing that you shut down. Anyway, it was good. But the tape machines are tremendous investment.
Oh, they really are.
You don't have to take the time for a person, you know, getting something out. And for me, it's by far the best way of getting it done. I did want to do that, but I'm getting by on these things for sure. I think she'll talk to anyone and make notes. Trisha may remember notes on her trip, so I got her started with the idea of making notes. Her recollections of her years in my house, and I discovered to go back over them and pick up things that they recalled throughout their lives, because each at some time should write a book. And each, when they write a book, will make its first visit. It'll be a very fine for the historical record, but it will be a hell of a good thing from an accident, quite from that.
That's right, and
are you learning any?
Sometimes when they're just talking, even. They'll remind each other of things, or things that happened that they should then go make notes on and keep for the book. Things back, even like when their grandmother stayed with them and things. But they'll have, if they talk together and remind each other a little bit of them, then they could get it down, and it would be a fantastic book. Oh, two books, three books.
Each for example, put in a chair when the wedding.
Oh, that's great. Fantastic. Well, Granberg called me last night at home and asked if I would please send his very warmest and his and Lee's very warmest best wishes for your birthday today.
Speaking of that, will you be sure to check with the girl and see if the letters have gone?
Yes, I have.
That's your word for them.
Ask her for them to I want, you said for her they'll start one for you, but we need to sit down with Trisha and find out which one you need to do.
Well, if you do that, I don't want to do any. I don't need to do any.
You don't do any personally, no, but they do them for your signature.
Yeah,
some of them.
But I want to be sure that Annenberg gets a letter. I want to be sure, you know, the people that have gone an extra.
Yes.
Julio and Trisha will know which ones. For example,
I didn't call her yesterday because I thought I'd give her a few days for that. They can do those, and I'm going to try.
Make it very, very, very brief.
get 60 roses this morning?
Sure.
They went outside your room or out in the hallway there?
You know, I may have just popped off.
They're always supposed to be, you know, remember?
They always have done that.
And that, yes. Yes. They ought to be over here for the day, don't you think?
Sure, because I have quite a few appointments and I can have an office.
And I have a few things in there. There's something, I don't know whether it's from Bunny Baxter, there's something from the French ambassador sent over to me. And
she brought them over to the house
tonight, that's what I wanted to ask you.
That's at 6 o'clock.
Yes, that's what Julie said to come over. Yeah, I thought they would. And poor little Mr. Schluter drove down with them.
Oh, Fred.
For lovely pain. You know, he, I'm going to talk to Malik. He brought his son in to me. He's a young man who's made a lot of money on his own. Bright young man. And I've got a resume for him. Someone's telling him to watch him.
Sure.
He brought out, like, Perkins and McGuire, some of the people made him. You know, really, I mean, he's bright on his own.
Good.
He's a good looking young boy. He's only about 34 or 5.
Good.
The kind of person he looks like, you know, you would like.
Poor
old Fletcher. On the birthday? I heard it this morning. It was good. Oh, I never see the well, maybe it's posted over here. I don't know, but on the I was listening to the news while I'm getting ready in the morning. Sounded good.
Okay, come in, Ron. Come on, Rose.
Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Rose, would you be sure to check with the
court and move that out on the A-bar.
Did they use the, at an hour, they were...
Yes, they did. They used to, they moved it pretty much to, get it started. Might be a pretty good plan.
It should, it's a kind of study there. It also gives them a, gives a precedent, and you, I think what you, what we have to realize is to, there's more than one way to scan the cat regarding accessibility of the press. That's accessibility.
Sure.
Don't you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
It's all been served on the accessibility of the press, not maybe in all of the mail room. But when the public sees, people see or hear something like that, they say, well, would you agree?
Absolutely.
And I think we should...
Building along this pattern.
I think we should use various things like that, building things in groups and the adversary proceeding on that. But I think that the use of one individual, except the public, and the hell with anything there. You have to do all the preparation, you go to whole works. I mean, I would never go on one network, don't you agree? See, you go on one, you're just, you're taking, you do so much work for just a small audience. But on the other hand, in terms of this sort of thing, which requires no substantial preparation, you could do this with a great number of people. And I frankly think that we have not probably used it as much as the mic.
I agree.
I think we've been a little sensitive about it, because basically people will bitch. Sure, they're gonna bitch, but I think we've just been a few people.
Point is, they bitch anyway, no matter what you do.
Well, isn't that the truth?
So why not do it all the way to our advantage?
They can't bitch about the two wires.
Absolutely.
And one day, somebody will come in, you know, like, remember that guy, that baseball thing story? It's a small thing, but you remember some guy asked her to give a ton of...
Sure.
And I think you get, when they about to give something to somebody exclusive, they give it a hell of a ride. And then you've done something. At less effort, that's the whole point. In my view, negativity for the press should be always in terms of what we can do with the least effort. Now, there are times we want to put in a great deal of effort because we'll get a great deal of advantage. In other words, when you go televised and do all the work that goes with that, right?
Right.
There may be other times when you just want to do something that's low key. I mean, you ought to say something on your birthday, so to say. And get an interview like that. It's fine.
And as I say, this is one play,
Our services get a hell of a play.
Absolutely.
They just, we don't know what they do in Washington. I mean, what they do in Washington here, is really irrelevant. It's what they do out there in the country, or something by, and that's the place we make that.
Think of all the papers, all the conversations, all the local television.
Well, they have it, right?
Everyone, you know, AP and UPI covers every radio station, every television station, not, you know, individually, but collectively. The whole gamut of it.
What you're meeting with the New York Times got, which I told you, I think you should have.
Right. I'm doing that today.
I would need quite a bigger scale on the offensive.
Yes, sir.
Don't be a bit defensive about it. In other words, rather than saying the idea that, how can we do to get well with the time, I would simply say that we really don't get much of an edge.
Right.
And as far as that, it's a question of what they can do to get well with us. And you go back, if they want to get chapter and verse that in their hand with various oral calls and problems, the Pentagon Papers.
Right.
Et cetera. And the facts concerning the data of the Times is also a part of many of its great traditions. I mean, they've broken the confidentiality rules on several cases. You know, they have pictures are not going to get
away. No, I'm going to...
And that I also take an occasion very simple.
Right. sorry that one's been taking place. I'm not aware of it. I intend to send a briefing this morning that if there's been a power struggle, I'm unaware of it. I'm going to say, first of all, then second of all, I'm going to remain as press secretary. Thirdly, I will not even recommend and have not that the director of communications office be changed in any way. And someone has performed the task. Herb Klein has been asked to stay on by the president and will be staying on by the president. I think
we'll actually hurry is late, you know, but it's
yes, I know.
At a later time, but if we don't want to hurry.
But I think that's exactly right. So, and I think in order to do that.
Always do it on a basis where the ground keeps.
Didn't do it yesterday. But if ever that would occur, you can always say, no, wait a minute, I'd rather put that this way.
Yeah.
You can just say,
kick it out. Don't kick it out.
Sure. So you have absolute total flexibility.
You know, I was looking apart from the Paris story, which is playing, I think it should. And, you know, I'll describe about whether or not the protocols I see bullshit. Maybe that I see the protocol, more protocol, and maybe nothing, and may not.
Quite frankly, I think it's better for it to be true. If the thing is achieved, if the settlement is.
The main point is this. Frankly, Henry, their ignorance. But Henry's a sucker for, you know, waving at the people, smiling at people. You know what I mean? He doesn't have any damn inhibitions that way. Just as well, if you have them over there smiling, you could use an entirely wrong aggression. But I was thinking, and I saw Gertrude's story, and I'm just wondering the effect that the other progress from the highest sources of it may have been sold. It's too, you know, I think back to their talk about the Soviet summit and Salt, one of those assholes are writing that. Will they never learn?
I'm going to make that point.
Yeah, you can say not. You can just say that. And just say, ask him if he would like to tell them that you made a file about how the Times covered Salt One. And if you read the Times, you would have been shocked to have a settlement reached in the mind. I said, that's not good reporting. I mean, that raises credibility. And I said, it happens to me there's a lot of artists. They run around the summit because they've got poor sources. Some asshole who doesn't know what's going on. You can just say the only place to know what's going on is right over here. That's one thing the president keeps driving. It has to keep here because it cuts across various agencies. But the citizens are in control, assholes, and so forth. Salt One, Salt Two. Jesus Christ. I let me say, it's only passion. And in the end, it's going to make a bigger story. I just think the Times should know that their credibility in this town has been seriously shaken by reason of their wishful writing, some of their reporters. You say this with great regret because you can say for us that they should know there's no man that reads the Times more religiously than the president. He reads it all because he knows the world.
But if you look over the past year, it's after going over here. Yesterday on this, if you look over the past, actually 2-3 years, the major events of the first administration, in both, not only editorially, but the news flow of the Times, based upon leaks from the U.S. government, from the State Department, the Defense Department, moved the impression totally counter to what the end result was. If you take the PRC at the time of the, at the time of the mining, the stories based on sources would have led a reader of the New York Times to conclude that there would be no summit. There would be no Soviet summit.
That's right. No Soviet summit.
The same thing applies to the discussion when you go back to the ABM and so forth, when totally counter to what they predicted.
Yeah, the ABM was 90% salt.
That's exactly right. There were stories coming from all over that were splashed in the front page of the New York Times. If you take the PRC trip and the effect, the impact of that, as it related to Taiwan, as it related first of all, in terms of the public posture now, you don't have to go out and stand before a film camera to make people have the impression that you're interested in doing something. After the inaugural, as we move into February, March, at any point you want to, at any point we decide, you can increase the momentum of the appearances at any time you want and totally erase, you know, any movement with one session. Now, I happen to feel that my gut, my instinct is that, or my just my feeling is that if you walked out to do at this time in the transition period, moving to the inaugural and also with the Vietnam thing, to present George Shultz on a wage price control thing, which people expect it anyway.
So it looks as if you're doing it for that purpose.
My view is, and I was going to tell this to George because we talked about it this morning. Issue a statement, yes. George Shultz, brief in detail.
Well, as a matter of fact, too, I was talking about I would do an audio.
Frustrations out from under. I think it's time to do it. I don't think we do it.